Fragments. August 13, 1912. Tyked. Need of greater effort in educational lines. I feel an intense interest that our people shall put forth most diligent, persevering efforts to work out the Lord's plans in educational lines. The world needs the light. The truth is to be carried to all parts of the world. I feel pained as I realize how little has been done during the past years in comparison with what should have been accomplished. Wages of physicians. If physicians feel that they do not receive sufficient wages, their circumstances should be examined. If their work is too heavy, others should be brought in to share their responsibilities, and they should be given less to do. We are engaged in an important work, and great care must be exercised in the use of means. There is a world to receive the light. Souls unwarned are perishing. If increased wages are paid to those who ought to be satisfied, this will result in keeping out other laborers whose services are needed, but who, because of the lack of means, cannot be employed. Regarding Sister White's writings, I feel thankful to be able to take my pen in hand again, and I am also thankful that I have no particular burden to produce new matter. The many diaries and manuscript books which have been kept, containing the instruction which the Lord has given me, will lighten my labors in the work of preparing new books. Regarding the publishing work, great success in the publishing work may be so interpreted that some will remain unconverted and lose their souls. I have been instructed that some connected with this work need to be thoroughly converted, or the enemy will create a condition of things that they do not now dream of. Men and women need to be converted in heart before they can be safe advisors. We are admonished to make straight paths for our feet, lest the lame be turned out of the way. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. In a special sense, presidents of conferences have a decided work to do. Those who stand as sentinels need to be aroused, for they are watchmen, entrusted with the work of sounding the last note of warning to a perishing world. They are to lay hold of the work in earnest, as men entrusted with the giving of the last message of mercy. It is no time now to stand before the people with a tame, spiritless message. Ministers are not to engage in speculation, for this is dangerous work. Year after year has been passing into eternity. Have the messengers given the solemn warning contained in the third angel's message? The most important truths ever entrusted to mortals have been given to us to proclaim. Let not the food business take the time of men and women who are efficient in the work of soul winning. These cannot afford to give their powers to the production of temporal food, when their voices should be heard in the east and in the west, in the north and in the south, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Matthew 4, verse 17. Dear Brother Cress, in the past you have practiced health reform too rigorously for your own good. Once, when you were very sick, the Lord gave me a message to save your life. You have been too strenuous in restricting your diet to certain articles of food. While I was praying for you, words were given me for you to set you in the right path. The message was sent that you were to allow yourself a more generous diet. The use of flesh meat was not advised. Directions were given as to the food to be taken. You followed the directions given, rallied, and are still with us. I often think of the instruction then given you. I have been given so many precious messages to bear to the sick and the afflicted. For this I am grateful, and I praise the Lord. Work in the cities. I have been pleading with the Lord to roll the burden on the watchmen. Presidents of conferences and church elders must work. Two and two, laborers are to be sent forth into the unworked cities. No man is to be authorized to carry the work alone. I am charged to repeat the warnings given in the past, that it is not by making a great display that the work in New York and other places is to be carried forward. In the past, mistakes have been made in the work in New York, mistakes which placed an erroneous stamp on the work and left a wrong impression on the minds of those who witnessed the wonderful performance. Much time has thus been lost, and many false impressions made regarding our work and the truth we believe.